some more Donald Trump nominations for his cabinet, and one of them could be a real doozy. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt is president-elect Donald Trump's pick to head the EPA. And another general has been nominated to serve in the cabinet. Retired Marine General John Kelly will serve as the head of the Department of Homeland Security if he is confirmed by the Senate. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins me now. So Kelly, I mean, in some ways I always thought of the Department of Homeland Security as the real Department of Defense. I mean, that's what defense is, defending the homeland. But it encompasses a whole lot of jobs that could end up making Kelly look far more controversial than he is.
Well, John, I mean, it is a Department of Defense in some ways when you look at the borders, but don't forget that Homeland Security also has a huge amount of domestic internal security functions, TSA, airline safety, immigration, naturalization, Secret Service, a lot of stuff like that. So it's a way bigger job than just enforcing the borders from the outside. John Kelly's a retired Marine four-star. He used to lead SOCOM, the Southern Command, down in Florida with responsibilities for the Caribbean, for Latin America, South America, which is a job that's described as really projecting America's soft power. You know, they're not driving a lot of ships up to coastlines and bombing installations like that. Kelly has been really active on the scene, though, describing international drug trafficking cartels and human trafficking as national security threats to the United States. He's been very hawkish about that, about the threat of terrorist organizations using human trafficking or immigration to possibly infiltrate the United States. So Donald Trump may like Kelly's attitude in that way, given Trump's position on immigration, but people don't know too much about John Kelly's position on those domestic immigration policies like deportation, like detention, some of those things that Donald Trump promised on the campaign trail, cracking down on criminal illegal aliens and stuff like that. John Kelly's not the guy who has a long track record on that.
And Pruitt is about the hardest stick in the eye for the environmentalists in terms of running the EPA. Is his views compatible with even the existence of the EPA?
Yet not really, because Scott Pruitt has a career as a lawyer and attorney general in Oklahoma, where he not only questioned climate science, clean air regulations, the Clean Power Plan, but really the entire function of the EPA as a bureaucracy and its right to regulate environmental causes, basically thinks that's a state function, has been in close league with fossil fuel industry, coal and gas, and oil industry throughout his career, was found by the New York Times, John, in 2014 to have used letters drafted by coal and gas lobbyists as he was fighting the EPA on regulations, using letters drafted for him by lobbyists. You say stick in the eye. Let me play you Hawaii Senator Democrat Brian Schatz, who I spoke to yesterday about the prospect of Scott Pruitt at the EPA.
This is not a close call. This is not your run-of-the-mill Republican administrator. This is a person who denies the basic science, who denies that this is a real problem at all. And so to have a person such as this running the EPA is totally unacceptable.
Ouch.
Yeah, John, Democrats are absolutely beside themselves over the idea of Scott Pruitt at the EPA. They basically say he has a track record not only of climate denial, but wanting to dismantle the entire organization. A lot of Republicans, at least ones I talk to, are thrilled. You know who you want to hear from here is Jim Inhofe, the Republican senator from Oklahoma, chairman of the Environment Committee. Oklahoma, I said, he's a close confidant of Scott Pruitt's here. Guys, play EPA 3.
We know his position. It is one that the world isn't coming to an end tomorrow because of man-made gases. He's one of my closest personal friends, and I flew him around the state his first race in my plane, places where my numbers were good. And so I've been working with him really closely for a long time.
Now, that's both spin and code words. He doesn't believe that the world is coming to an end because of human-supplied gases. Now, that environmentalists would say, no, that's not what Pruitt thinks at all. It's that he doesn't think there is any climate change to begin with. The science doesn't suggest it's coming. And so it's the environmentalists who are the end of the worlders.
Well, I think the greater concern, if you parse the language, not only is what Inhofe thinks, who has called climate change a hoax, but what Donald Trump thinks, who has also called climate change a hoax crafted by the Chinese to dismantle the American economy. Now, Trump has made other comments to the New York Times that he thinks there's some connection between human activity and climate change. But this appointment of Scott Pruitt is going to change people's minds about where Donald Trump really is on the issue. And this one could be close, John, in the Senate. Now, of course, remember, Republicans, if they stick to the party line, have the votes to approve any nominee, including Scott Pruitt, because the filibuster on executive nominations, Harry Reid did away with it in the Senate when Barack Obama was president. So Democrats by themselves can't stop somebody like Scott Pruitt. However, senators like Brian Schatz and others who are absolutely incensed by this nomination say they're going straight to Republicans who are on the record stating that climate change is a real thing that needs to be fixed. People like Susan Collins of Maine and others, and plan to bring those people out and force them to take a position. They think it's early. They think they may be able to defeat this nomination, even with the 51 votes that they would need to do it, because they can put pressure on some of those Republicans who don't want to vote with somebody who they're going to paint as a naked climate denier to head the EPA.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.